Welcome to Leadership Decoded, where we discuss practical leadership strategies and techniques that can improve your ability to lead at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer, executive education adjunct professor, team development workshop facilitator, and leadership coach to Fortune 100 companies. Today, we're diving into a transformative topic that can elevate your team's performance to new heights through team empowerment. It's not just about delegating tasks. It's about giving your team the tools, autonomy, and confidence to excel. Get ready to explore the power of team empowerment, its role in fostering innovation and collaboration, and actionable tactics to empower your team for success. Let's dive in. So what is team empowerment? Empowering your team means providing them the authority, resources, and support they need to make decisions and take ownership of their work. If you lead a team, your leadership behaviors, or more simplistically, how you lead your team, makes a world of difference. Empowering leadership behaviors can lead to team empowerment. Team empowerment is when your entire team shares their belief of the purpose of what it is you're working towards. You all have a common belief in the meaningfulness of your work, your ability to participate in decision-making, contributing to how work gets done, and owning team performance. How powerful is it when the entire team shares collective purpose and ownership of your team's outcomes? Imagine a team where every member felt empowered to contribute their ideas and take initiative. I used to work at a Fortune 50 retailer in their distribution center. As a group leader, we had multiple functional areas and departments. We had to function as an empowered team because we worked on the overnight shift, which means there was no supervision, there was no boss to go to. All of our group leaders for our respective departments had to work together. So we had to share the common purpose and the collective goal of leading the entire distribution center, which was about 150 people throughout a shift, to be successful in moving freight inbound and outbound, meeting our levels of service, meeting our customer needs, and flexing to make sure that the distribution center stayed in balance. We led each other with purpose, clarity, and shared decision-making. We held sync meetings to ensure all of the communication was passed left and right, as well as up and down. We held mid-shift pulse meetings to make sure that we communicated in case we needed to come across some balance. All this was done amongst peers. And this trickled down to how I led my team. Because I had a wider view of what was happening throughout the entire distribution center, it trickled down to how I led my team. I tied my team members to the why of some of the decisions. If I had to send a team member to a different department to balance out the shift, they knew that it was for the greater good of the distribution center for our performance. If we had to cross-level within our own team throughout the shift to maintain balance, they understood that why, and they shared that belief. I took time to tie them to the bigger picture. I gave them decision space on how to best accomplish their tasks, and this occurred over a 12-hour shift over 3 days. We provided resources, we gave them space, and we worked together towards a shared goal and objective. This was team empowerment in action. So why is it difficult for leaders to empower their teams? The difficulty resides in the letting go, the dispersion of power, which in actuality, when you disperse power amongst your team members, you get better results. Being able to set out a clear intent and allow the team room to maneuver, participate in decision-making, and take ownership of results increases team performance. There is a level of two-way trust that needs to be extended and accepted when you do this. Team empowerment isn't just about sharing authority. It's about creating an environment where individuals feel valued, trusted, and motivated to accept that authority, to want to help in the decision-making process, to want to contribute. It's about a collective purpose. Why are we here? It's about a shared understanding of the mission. What are we doing? It's about tying your team to the bigger picture. Where are we going? And decentralizing decisions to carry out the mission. How are we getting there? This will allow you to empower your team to properly execute and exceed expectations. It's tough for some team leaders to let go of the control, to share the power of their position, and to generate power from other sources within their team. It can feel like you're giving up responsibility. It can feel like you're giving up your authority. But when you give this away and you disperse power, the results will be through the roof. Leaders who embrace team empowerment foster a sense of ownership, accountability, and a collective commitment to the team's success. So what are some challenges to team empowerment? Here are three that you need to overcome to enable empowerment within your team. The first is resistance to change. Introducing a culture of empowerment can be met with resistance, especially if your team members are accustomed to a more traditional top-down approach. They might feel uncertain about taking on new responsibilities. You can make them comfortable by following up, having clarity, and showing a willingness to share your power. The second is lack of trust. Empowerment relies on trust between you and your team members. If trust is lacking, your team members might hesitate to make decisions or take ownership. If you don't trust your team, you might feel uncomfortable delegating a task or sharing responsibility. Trust is a two-way street. It can be extended and accepted. The third is fear of failure. Your team members might fear making mistakes or taking risks, particularly if they believe that any failures will be met with a negative consequence. So going back to being able to understand the growth mindset, that learning is continuous, that performance and achievement is not only the end goal. Make your team feel psychologically safe to make mistakes and try new things. That will help you get over that fear of failure. Now, let's move to five actionable tactics that you can take today to empower your team to unlock their full potential. The first, clarify roles and expectations. Ensure your team members understand their roles, their responsibilities, and how their contributions align with the team goals. Get them in touch with what the bigger picture is and where they fit into that, so they not only understand what it is they're doing, but what is going on in and around them. The second, delegate meaningful tasks. You can delegate tasks that challenge and stretch your team members' skills, showing confidence in their abilities. Make sure that it feels meaningful and stretches them to improve. The third, participate in decision making. Take time to create an environment where team members feel comfortable bringing up ideas and contributing to the decision making process. This increases their commitment to the team. The fourth, remove roadblocks. You can provide the necessary tools, training, and guidance for team members to excel in their roles. Removing obstacles that stand in their way to make taking ownership easier is a responsibility that you have and you can control as a leader. When you clear the road, you'll be impressed with what your team members can do with the space that you give them. And recognize and celebrate your team. That's the fifth. Acknowledge and celebrate both individual and, importantly, collective achievements. Boosting team morale and motivation around collective achievements will drive your team to want to do more together. By understanding your challenges and employing proven tactics to overcome obstacles, you can now nurture a cohesive, collaborative, and ownership-driven team. Thanks for tuning in to Leadership Decoded here at the Loop Internet Studios. If you enjoyed today's episode, please save and share with your fellow leaders across all of our social media channels. We welcome any comments and reviews or topics that you'd like to see in future episodes. You can connect with me on LinkedIn at Dr. Will Ramey. And if you are a business owner or employee interested in curated training solutions to impact your business for the better, email me at will@onthestacks.com. I'm Will Ramey, and I'll see you the next time you press play.